This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Charles Tenney Distinguished Lecture Series continues tonight at SIU Carbondale with journalist Carla Power, and she's in studio with us. Carla, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
A lot of people may already be familiar with your work, but I wonder if you could spend a little time just telling us a little bit about yourself. You're a journalist, and you have a pretty specific focus.
I'm a journalist. I was raised partly in the Midwest, in the Middle East, and Central Asia, so I got really interested in Muslim societies, and was at Newsweek for a long time, writing on Muslim cultures and various other things as well. But my first book is called If the Oceans Were Ink, and I realized for all these years, I had never read the Quran. I went to a friend of mine who's an Islamic scholar, who's a sheikh, and I said, listen, I'm really embarrassed, but I've never read the Quran, which to me was kind of like being a tenured English professor and admitting that you'd never read Homer or Hamlet, like, oh my gosh. And so he let me sort of shadow him around for a year, looking at how his faith animated his worldview. And what I wanted to do, I started in 2012, and I wanted to sort of map out where my worldview as an American feminist, secular, liberal, kind of converged and diverged from his very traditional Muslim outlook. And that was the book.
I think a lot of people would probably be surprised by some of the conclusions that you came to because of their perspective or their perception of Islam. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think because of the headlines coming from overseas, sadly, the zealots and the outliers are the ones who make the best copy. And as a journalist, you will know that it does not make good copy to be a good neighbor, to be a quietist, to be fitting in nicely with the society that you are in. And so we have an image of Islam as very strict and punitive. And the faith that I found with the sheikh, Sheikh Akram, is nothing could be further from the truth. It's a marvelously flexible set of affairs. There's no pope, so it's very much often the believer and his or her God.
What would you hope that people come away with from your lecture this evening? Clearly, a perspective, a context is important here.
Absolutely. I would really urge people, we're at a time when extremists of all stripes are urging us to see this, to see the relationship between Muslim societies and Western societies as separate and never the twain should meet. My argument is we are them, they are us, we are all. The world is globalized, and we have the civilizations that we're being encouraged by scared and small minds to see as different have much, much more in common than we could ever countenance.
There are probably a lot of students who will attend your lecture this evening, as well as community members who are unsure of where to go for this information. Mm-hmm. And to tell someone to just look it up on the internet can be dangerous. So what do you recommend?
I would recommend, well, I would read the works of Karen Armstrong and Reza Aslan, who are beautiful writers and deep thinkers. I would go to your local mosque, and where I am sure you will be welcomed with open arms, and ask questions. I was really heartened to see, after the attacks in Boston, some Muslims set up next to a subway station, and they gave out donuts, and they had an Ask a Muslim sign up. And I honestly think it's very low tech, but I honestly think the way out of our horribly polarized environment now is going to be door-to-door one-on-one, asking questions and not being afraid to ask questions of real live people rather than surfing the net.
In your mind, is this an American issue or is this a global issue in terms of fighting ignorance?
I live in England and I see very much this the same fear and suspicion. It's a little better there because it's smaller and the Muslim population is bigger demographically in Europe, say, than in America. I mean, you know, I don't blame folks here who, you know, all they know of Islam is reading the headlines from overseas. If you're living in rural communities or so on, it's very hard to meet a Muslim. So I don't blame anybody for not understanding the sort of 3D version and the complexities at all. It's hard to get information, but reach out to your Muslim neighbors and go to your local mosque and you'll be surprised.
Journalist and author Carla Power will present tonight's Charles Tenney Distinguished Lecture Series through the University Honors Program at SIUC. It's at 7 o'clock in the Student Center Ballrooms, and you can get more information by going to the University Honors website at siu.edu. Carla, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.